Now, in its 27th season, coast to coast, this is Grapevine with Don Cherry and Brian Williams.
All right, Don, people still talking about that Islanders-Pittsburgh brawl. Here's what Mario...
Nobody was hurt or anything.
Here's what Mario Lemieux had to say. The NHL had a chance to send a clear and strong message that those kinds of actions are unacceptable and embarrassing to the sport, and it failed.
Who said that?
Mario.
He said more than that, didn't
he? Yes, he did, but we don't know all the time in the world. He says he has basically said he might have to get out of hockey if they don't track together.
Oh, whoa. He's really done a lot for hockey, hasn't he? The only reason he stayed in Pittsburgh, if you want to know.
And it's a good reason.
Well, sure, it's a good reason, is that he couldn't get his money out of them. So what he did was he took stock in Pittsburgh because they owed him something like $20 million, or he'd have grabbed his money and run. And you ever notice him? He never does any interviews. Oh, my goodness. Mario's getting out. Oh, that's the end of hockey.
Hang on back after this. Coast to coast, you're listening to Don Cherry's Grapevine.
Grapevine is brought to you by Subaru Canada.
It's funny, eh? He's the same guy that's got our buddy Matt Cook, who so far has ruined two careers. Savard will never play again. Mark is done. He got Eric Cole. He got Ovechkin with the knee. He was lucky he didn't tear his knee. The one that he got me that nobody ever talked about, only LeCavalier and I. A couple of years ago, there was no reason for it at all. Tampa was out of the playoffs. They were playing out the string. LeCavalier was thinking of going fishing in the whole deal. And all of a sudden, I'm watching the game. I watched them all, and it was a mean-nothing game. He zeroed in on LeCavalier, never had the puck or anything, hit him on the shoulder, went down, went out. He had an operation on his shoulder. He was never the same. He's never only lousy 15 goals this year. He's never been the same hockey player. So Matt Cook has ruined two careers, and we don't know how many other guys he's hurt. We could go along and everything. And this is the same Mario. This is the same Mario paying his contract. Never said anything about LeCavalier. Never said anything about Cook. But all of a sudden, this righteous hypocrite who speaks out two sides of his mouth says he doesn't like it, and the NHL doesn't like it. What a phony.
More sports. Way more sports. TV, web, radio. This is Canada's biggest sports broadcasting network. Sportsnet Radio. The Fan 590.
I never forget when he was drafted by Pittsburgh. He sat up there. He wouldn't wear their sweater. I mean, here, you know, you'd think you'd go down, at least wear their sweater. I mean, wouldn't even, you know, imagine how they, because they were having a tough time, but they got a little publicity, they wouldn't wear their sweater. So, you know, for a guy to come out like that, what does he want the NHL to do? They fined him $100,000. They suspended guys 10 games, other guys 9 games. What else do they want him to do? Shoot him at dawn? No, he speaks out of two sides of his mouth. Anybody that has Matt Cook on his payroll and doesn't say anything that the actions he does is a hypocrite.